As we speak of radiological manifestations and presentation of this disease, we have something that's specific for the Fabry disease. It's a T1 weighted images pulmonary hyperintensity. As you can see here on the top right, you can see these are the hyperintensities, usually bilateral. We can have dolichoectasia of cerebral vessel, often vertebrobasilar circulation. As you can see down here, we have almost normal, on this picture, almost normal vertebral arteries, but the basilar artery is somehow prolonged and not straight and right, and usually it can be serpentized. As you can see here, this vertebral artery, the right one, and here the left one. So these are the anomalies associated with Fabry disease.